advise you to get off the streets as quickly as possible. It'll soon be a war up there.
And we are, as a people, opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths.
I know for a fact.
And to secret proceedings.
Weapons of mass destruction.
I have a dream.
I take the threat very seriously.
A new world order.
Your government thanks you for your participation.
You are now listening to the world-famous Sofa King Podcast.
Please, read from sheets. I am Sofa King.
Sofa King.
Now repeat all very fast, please.
I am Sofa King.
Faster.
I am Sofa King.
No, not so fast. Loses meaning.
I am Sofa King.
You say funny things.
I feel like hot garbage. I feel like Patty Looks.
I would offer you like some Trent or something if it wasn't for your job. That's what you need.
I can't do that.
Yeah. You need something.
Need some.
Some what? That's not going to help that situation.
Sudafed?
Give me a boost. Yeah. I have allergies.
Adderall.
What are you talking about?
Afrin?
Afrin. Yeah.
I think that's what you're talking about. I tried to give Patty prizes when she got here, and I went through all the swag over there. Like every little El Yucateco stuff that we had, she had fucking everything. I was like, pop socket? Nope. Guitar? She's like, has everything. I was like, what the fuck? Are you sponsored? Is there something you want to tell me? Like, yeah.
That's why they're not paying us anymore. They stop paying us like Patty's silently.
She had everything.
They're like, we've lured them in. They're just doing the work now. We don't have to pay them anything anymore.
Does she have all the Sofa King swag? Do you have all the Sofa King swag?
I went through fucking everything. She has everything.
I should have made her something. Mugs.
Well, she won't wear.
No, you don't have all of them.
I don't. Yeah, I don't have all the mugs.
Yeah. Well, we'll see which ones
and
you're
the
missing.
Shirts.
Yeah. But the shirts you won't wear.
I know.
Yeah.
I did. I wear. I just cut them up.
You cut them up. Well, I'll give you That's one fine. To cut up if you're,
Nothing
if
wrong
you're missing
with
one. Yeah. I'm trying to give you something.
She's jaded. I wouldn't give her shit.
Just like, being on this podcast is gift enough.
Oh, wow. Oh, just kissing the butt. Princess Toadstool over here.
it's better than giving us three lumps
that's our
of
friend.
Coal.
Yeah, someone gave us three lumps of coal.
So we got a strange package that says, Brad, Brennan, Dave, I'm a little behind, but listening to episode 259, I heard you guys have never seen real coal.
I don't even remember that. I don't remember it at all.
I don't either. But he was
real
very,
coal, like actual coal.
What was 259?
I don't know. Like barbecue coal? Oh, that's no, like, real coal.
Oh, like, we, oh, like coal. That kind of sounds familiar now. Like we saw match light, like that counts.
Yeah, yeah. I've never seen like
is actual. It light?
It's like classroom. We're passing it around.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is kind of cool.
It's like a paperweight now for my book over here.
So like a true FFP, I walk the tracks near my house to pick some up. It falls out of the coal cars and people used to pick it up near their to heat their houses. If you look close in the picture, you can see it mixed in with the gravel. Love your podcast, Billy Judge.
Where does he live?
That's exactly my thought. Where are coal carts coming from?
Finn Castle, Virginia.
Oh, fuck.
God. Yeah, man.
They don't even have Walmarts
Virginia,
there.
That's October Sky. You ever seen that movie? That's
nope.
A good movie.
Nope.
That's where they're at in Virginia.
So thank you for the three lumps of coal.
He that's laminated this shit.
Normally, that's like an if Santa Claus gives that to you, it's
my
bad.
Grandma used to give me fucking coal in my stocking.
That really happened?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Dope.
She's got that shit.
So you have seen coal before?
No, right? It was like charcoal
briquette.
Oh, okay. It was matchlight.
I haven't seen like this shit's like.
It stunk.
This right here is raw diamond, guys.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yeah. That's right. It's a baby diamond.
Yeah.
Thank you for the three baby diamonds. And I also want to give thanks to Antoinette Yancey for sending me a fucking badass OCP Omni Consumer Products mug. It's fucking dope.
That's a RoboCop thing?
Yes.
And we met her in Chicago also and her son who didn't like us.
And we play Sim City together.
Yeah.
Yep.
I played Sim City back in the day.
That's nice.
Yep.
It's nice.
Is it still is Sim City all cool in 3D and shit now?
Oh, probably. Fuck yeah. I gave a shout out about it on the show a long time ago and nobody really, a couple people did and they're dope.
Sounds
and we're
super
awesome.
Boring.
Everybody else can fuck off.
Sounds really boring.
Yeah.
Got things to do. I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
It's from Ben Cooper. We've heard of him before.
His mom's a whore.
Oh, we didn't, by the way, we didn't introduce our guest today.
Oh, yeah. Someone might not have heard the other one.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Who?
Should I introduce myself?
Oh, you're here?
Yeah.
Yes.
Hi.
Who are you?
I'm Patty.
Don't you have a podcast?
I do have a podcast. It's called Just the Worst. But more importantly, I'm a fan of Sova King. So
no, more importantly, you have a podcast.
I do have it. I know. I'm this is the Kickass episode.
You never even heard of us. This is ridiculous.
They pulled me in off the street. I don't know what the fuck's happening. Yeah.
On the real, she has a tattoo. So like that's true. Yeah. That counts.
Yeah, she does have a tattoo. Yep. So she's more of a fan than most of you out there. Except for the others that have tattoos.
Yeah, there's how many are there now, you almost
like
know,
seven?
Right?
Seven?
Yeah.
It might be more. Yeah.
I think there's a couple more.
I think it was at
way.
Seven when like three got them. So
no,
it's approaching.
I could almost name everybody.
Do it because I'll write it down while you do it.
put their first letter of their first name on your hand, Brent.
So do it. Bob Atwood, Dave, Gonzalez. It's not Gonzalez. Dave somebody. Sorry, Dave.
Guerrera.
He's like an old school fan.
Yeah.
He did it way long. I think he might have been the first one.
He has the actual old school logo.
It was him and Bob Atwood were like the first.
Yeah.
Arvid. Mm-hmm.
Carrie Underwood.
Carrie which?
Carrie Kabrowski. It's something like that. Carrie with a K. Carrie, K-A-R-I.
Oh, yeah. Blonde, right?
Yeah, she's got the killer one on her arm. Yeah, it's really good. Daniel Canishero.
Yep. I saw that one live. And it's on his dick, for the record.
Lauren Robinson.
Yep.
She's the newest one, I think.
And Patty. Motherfucking and Larson.
That's right.
Yeah.
Patty. I don't have a Just the Worst podcast. I do have a Just the Worst podcast. But I don't have a Just the Worst tattoo.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It does feel like.
Yeah, it's kind of, it is kind of strange. Like we talk about that. Like, you know, you're doing podcasting now and I'm sure we influenced you in some way to start podcasting.
Completely.
And as other people also, but yeah, it's kind of like weird. Like when the first person gets a tattoo, you're like, oh, that's fucking crazy. And then you're like, now there's a fucking handful of people who have tattoos. Like, you know, it's like you think about that and you're like, oh, it's kind of crazy. Like, yeah, it can be removed or it can be covered or whatever, you know, it's not nothing crazy. I have a ton of tattoos, but, still it's pretty much like an ultimate tribute. You know, you'd get a tattoo of a band or something that you really appreciate, you know, or that influenced you.
They could always put Sucks right under it.
Yeah.
That's true. That's, later on.
Yeah. There are people that have that. I'm sure. Yeah. They just don't want to show it. Yeah.
They just save room under it for it used to be good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like it has an SK and then it just has like a ball sack under it. It looks like a dick. Yeah. That's going to be mine. I have a room right here under my arm for it.
You should do that.
That's when we break up.
You had an SK at one point, right?
I did. That too.
Brad had
a lot of things that were started with an SK. My first rap group that I was in was called, we were Serial Killers because we were into horrorcore. Right. And then I had a group called
Suicide Kings, which I had that CD. You won't give it to me. I found that motherfucker and it was scratched and I was like, fuck, but it wasn't scratched on the bottom. Like you can fix it.
The songs,
shit was ripped off the,
I have a CD that we did, ACDC. So that, and then now I do, Sofa King. So it's kind of SK's so weird, been around. Yeah. And it wasn't intentional by any means. None of it was. So
right.
It's just been a thing.
No, I spit out Sofa King writing on that fucking box or whatever we were writing. And then you had the song right away.
Yeah.
Like, we're like, what could we call it? And I was like, we're like writing My Dixie Wrecked, like the stupid shit.
My
and
Dixie
then finally
wrecked.
We're just like, fucking Sofa
King.
That's how we get, stuff done around here.
But right when I wrote Sofa King, Brad was all, oh, I have a song. And he fucking played that fucking intro thing. And I was like, oh, that kind of sounds perfect. And then that was that.
Yeah.
And then Patty got a tattoo of it.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Fast forward.
That validated the whole thing.
It did. Yeah.
took a long time, but it finally got validated. Locked so Ben Cooper in. Has, he's actually a cocaine tester at Kohl's.
At Kohl's?
Kohl's, yeah. They,
I didn't know that was a...
I didn't either.
It's a new product line?
I guess.
That's how they clean up that fucking mess. They have to do it. It's like it's fancy Marshalls. Jesus it's Christ. Like slightly more expensive Marshalls or TJ Maxx inside of Kohl's.
I would kill people. Yeah, I was in Guitar Center the other day.
I haven't been there in years.
Dude, they don't have covers in front of the drum room anymore. It's not dude, there's just people on
why would they do that
and people playing guitar that can't play and I'm like, oh god, I would kill somebody.
This is why I'm surprised you don't like online shopping.
No,
because there's no people involved in online shopping.
Maybe I like to torture myself. Like, I mean, you can't online shopping though, you can't like literally have an altercation.
Oh, true. Well, if you're looking for a fight, then
you can.
Well, of course. I mean, what do you go out for? True. What do you think I go to dinner for? I don't go to eat. I go to fucking yell at a fucking person or be mad at the waiter.
Right.
Like, Jesus Christ, what kind of fun life do you have? But so he says, I broke my dick so bad that it doesn't work anymore. My urethra exploded all over the room. Mm-hmm. What is your worst injury you've sustained? I'm going to say sorry, Ben. That sounds horrible.
That does.
Yeah. Thanks, Pokey, owe me a Coke. Yeah.
That'll teach you is what I'll say.
Yeah. Did you say hold my beer before you did it?
Exactly. Yeah.
That'll teach you to fuck and carve a cantaloupe at the same time. You have to cut the hole before you put it in the microwave. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's a farmer too. He shouldn't have been better than that.
Yeah. It wasn't in the almanac though. It didn't explain
for
what
sure.
Happens.
We have no competition against Brad's fucking ball sack duct tape injury.
Oh, that one. Yeah.
Oh, that one. I duct tape my balls together.
I can say my foot up by my face. That was probably my scariest.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I had like surgery where my head was fucking crazy, laid open and shit. And my ear was sticking out. So I was like sloth and shit. But I think that my worst injury that I like sustained is probably like breaking my hand a few times, doing stupid shit. Catching a football.
Masturbating really hard.
Super hard, dude. One leg up. Whatever that means. No, I caught a football one time and it fucking, my finger was sideways. Like it's like, that was the most like shocking thing to see. You know, obviously my knee injury fucking substantial. I've done that multiple times and it hurts really bad every time.
But that one, you can't see it though. The knee hurts so bad. I literally have been in tears on the mat, like, cause I twisted my knee out and it came apart and went back together.
I just thought my foot was going to be pointing the wrong way. Yeah, I was almost like surprised and disappointed when it was like, I was screaming like a bitch and looking at my knee like, fuck, fuck. And I lift up my knee, nothing. Like it doesn't look like anything happened.
It's not even
like,
swollen.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. I walked away from it, but set my finger sticking out sideways and then I broke my knuckles hitting a couple things a couple stupid times. I always hated people that did that shit and talk shit, and I actually got mad enough a few times I did it.
So what about you, Patty?
I haven't had that many injuries like that. I always have like the sneak attack things that like come on me all of a sudden. So I hurt my back really bad.
You've been torn from a black
bean. I gotta be more careful.
Just so you know, this is that kind of show.
Yeah, I know. Oh, okay.
Yeah, it is that kind of show.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what you're saying is, so black guy.
So I just woke up one morning.
Sneak attack. Somebody squashed the beef.
Somebody squashed the beef. Yeah.
Yeah. So I really fucked up my back during doing that.
Stop ringing the bell.
No, if she says some shit about getting come on again, I'm ringing the bell.
I'm just trying to work that in.
Okay. Okay.
One time I was being chased by the police and I fell on my knee really hard and it swelled up really bad.
And the cops cummed on you.
No. Why were you running from the police, Patty?
I don't know. I don't know.
It's not a significant enough event that you know the reason.
That's legit as fuck.
Or you don't want to say.
I don't know.
No, I really don't know. I was with some people coming back from a concert, and I don't know what happened that resulted in the police chasing us on foot.
It sounds like she's still going to court right now. Can't say.
My lawyer said.
Like, yeah, my lawyer. Yeah, I was a kid.
What concert was it?
It was a Bad Religion Pennywise concert a full-on riot broke out. So Bad Religion never even played, and that started kind of the chaos. I guess. Wow.
A true life story right there.
Yeah,
that's good. Sweet concert, and then you ran from the police.
So that's your worst injury? You fell and hit your knee?
And I hurt my back really bad, but I didn't do anything to hurt. It's, I think, just like concussive injuries from riding horses and falling and stuff.
No, that'll do it.
Yeah. But nothing like cool, like being penetrated by a iron fence. I'm just going to work on that this whole episode.
Make Brent ring the bell. You can. He gets excited easily. It's a change. It is a refreshing change for the listeners. Probably.
Yeah,
it's not
it
us talking
it
about
is.
Getting penetrated or cummed on.
Right,
it's actually
else.
A woman.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's not as bad.
Yeah.
I guess.
For me, I'd have to say it was my neck injury that I got when I had all the muscles. The muscles in the back of my neck were torn from getting choked out.
That's when Charlie Babbitt squeezed and pulled and hurt your neck in 1984.
That's what you're talking about.
Some people do. They'll get that.
No, was that my black belt promotion? And I had the
that's a bad night to have it happen.
That is.
Well, it was
sweet.
It was because one of the guys who was also getting his black belt promotion had multiple degrees of black belt in judo. And I thought, you know, it'd be a good idea. I'll take him down.
Mm-hmm.
And I did.
So it's not a requirement to win the match when you get your black belt. It's more of just
it's a sparring
on a show.
Match.
I took him down clean.
Yeah.
Like it was a clean takedown that I instantly regretted because Steve Walsh is a magnificent bastard on the mat. And in seconds he had me choking out and I refused to tap out. I was like, you can fucking rend me unconscious. I'm not going to tap out. And then right when the world was shrinking and going away, he let up and I was like, oh fuck. And then
I'd have put you to sleep.
And he was putting me to sleep. And then like when I was done, I was like, yeah, you know, I'm just proud that I didn't tap out. And Sensei was like, yeah, you did. I was like, I did not tap out. And Steve was like, yeah, you did. You tapped me you tapped my thigh. Like you tapped out. And I was like, I did not tap out. And everybody was like, yeah,
you're starting to seize.
Yeah. You fucking tapped out. Yeah. Like I hit, like my brain did not tap out. I was like, fuck this. I'm not, but some part of my body was like,
technically your brain did tap out. And it was like, fucking you idiot, Dave. Like,
they had to go to the video because I did not believe them. And then they showed it and I was like, son of a bitch, I tapped out. God damn it. But I held on long enough that he tore all the muscles in my neck.
Yeah.
And again, it didn't hurt right away. It was like a bunch of people came on me.
And by go to the video, you mean your Uncle John had a camcorder.
It can happen to anybody. I got my trachea was broke by a 13-year-old boy. He put a choke on me with his little frail forearm, little bone fuck.
And, what was that?
Just training, dude. Like he was just one of the kids that trained, and I was like rolling with him, and he took my back and he fucking put just a rear naked on me, just his forearm.
That's in judo? That's
into my throat, dude, and fucking popped my throat, dude. And I had to turn my neck sideways sometimes. No, if I looked sideways, like turning my head to the left or right, I couldn't swallow. And I had to turn straight and lift my head up and swallow. And then I could, it was horrible for about 3 years.
Damn, for 3 years?
Yeah.
That's about how long
that
injury lasted.
Yeah, I had a bubble in my throat for the longest time. And then it would kind of get a little better, and then it would start again. It happened again when we went back to Dan's, and I got choked, and it fucking fucked it up again. So I think it's like I don't know if it was broken. I never even went to the doctor, but it felt like it was separated.
Right.
It was bad. Like whatever that bone is on the outside.
It's like it's the straw that just sucks. Air comes in and shit. Yeah.
So getting hit on my motorcycle was getting T-boned by the Asian lady.
I feel like I'm forgetting a crazy injury or something. I couldn't have been that's all I got. Like a broken finger, broken knuckles.
I can think about getting hit again and I can feel the pain. Like that's how bad it was.
Wow. Right.
I can feel it. Like my body just starts hurting right now just talking about it. So.
You know what'll make you feel better?
What?
El Yucateco.
It will.
I don't know. That might make my butthole pain.
No, it's a delicious hot sauce that you should eat and it'll make you feel better.
Okay.
It does. It cures what ails you.
Right. It does.
Mm-hmm.
You guys have a sponsor for your show?
We don't.
That was so sad. Just say you're sponsored by a Sofa King podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That'll work.
We're not giving you any money though.
I would give you stuff. You have it all. Make sure you have you'll have all the mugs.
Yeah. You can sell our products on your store.
Perfect.
Go to justwordspodcast.com/store. Buy all the Sofa King podcast shirts you can. So we do have a Sculpt Member of the Month for April. Ooh, I didn't change the date on there. April, it's Rye Amick. And he is a patron. And he's a good guy, apparently. I don't know him. But he likes to try... what did he write here? He says he likes to try to beat every record ever, even the one to see how many bathrooms you and your buddies can go have gay anal in one night. He's currently holding the record at 32.
Jesus.
Wow.
So that's pretty impressive. Rye, I don't know you. And I'm not
sure. It's less impressive if he has 32 buddies.
Yeah.
No, 32 bathrooms. 32 bathrooms.
Well, I'm just saying, you're saying him and his buddies. Like, if he's only got like two buddies, that's a much more impressive act. But if he's got like 32 guys and they just go like one a pop at a bathroom, that's less impressive.
Is it just the tip counts? Is he the bottom? There's a lot of variables here.
I don't know. I don't know. We have to talk to the Guinness Book and see what the actual record is.
I'm going
to
message him while we're talking. He's like, does just the tip count? Out of context.
Yeah, he doesn't know. Oh, he'll know, I'm sure, because this is an ongoing venture that he's running through.
Yeah.
So,
So
if you want to be a Sculpt Member of the Month, just post, comment, hashtag, you know, all that good stuff. Yeah. Every month I'll pick a new one and Brent's happy right now because it's not Jarrell Jones anymore. But in a couple of weeks, I think he's going to be back to his old hateful self.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think I hate
Amish people too.
I don't think he'll hate this time because he's just like George W. Bush.
Oh, he's a white guy.
He hates black people.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Well, doesn't everyone?
Can I do a bell for that one?
Yo, that, you didn't do the bell for that one? Like, man.
I was testing if just the tip counts.
Yeah, you should have stopped texting and fucking hit the bell.
He was distracted.
That was a good racial joke.
It really was.
Yeah.
Let me just was cut a little bit. We never cut. We can just cut a little bit.
No black people were laughing at that.
No, they're not.
No. Half of one was.
No, your white half was laughing. The black half. Grandpa Nazi was laughing.
Probably true. Yeah.
He's fucking laughing in his grave right now.
Yeah.
He's having a ball.
Patty's taking advantage of the token nest that she's in right now with Dave.
She can't do that. Yeah.
She does this at a wine party.
She can only do the wop jokes.
Yeah, privileged white people normally.
Yeah.
Nice. No,
we can't talk like that on Just the Worst.
You should be able to. It's called Just the Worst. It should be.
We talk about people that are like that, but we don't.
Nice. Like, people like us are the subject of her show, not something to be emulated.
Do you know what Maddie said? She doesn't like the River Niger either.
Nice.
So, our topic today.
I know a guy who does that.
Is the Bay of Pigs.
Yeah. I was really bored with this, guys. I fell asleep.
I think it's
watching
awesome.
A documentary.
I thought it was going to be like Cove.
I thought it was going to be better. I thought the Bay of Pigs was where the Australians actually attacked somebody, but they didn't. It wasn't them.
No, that's,
they don't do
a
anything.
Different thing. Yeah. That's a different thing.
Nothing.
Yeah.
I was just sad, like an awkward, like embarrassed for everybody, like because I was just like, God, this went south.
Oh, so
like,
bad.
Shameful.
It
like,
went
ooh.
South so well, bad.
But you see what was going on, though. Like they had to kind of try to do it, and JFK just kind of got dropped in the middle of like, you got to make the decision, homie. This is someone else's plan. Like, what do you do? And to his defense, like he had half information and half truths, and shit didn't go right. There was a swamp and fucking floodlights and just boat motor trouble. There's so much shit that went wrong. It was like a perfect storm of a fucked up plan. But he was nationalizing, stealing everybody's sugar, man. He fucking took everybody, all the U.S. take everybody's Hershey's and Coca-Cola. America's going to fuck you up, man.
You don't take money from the U.S. is the lesson.
No, that is
pretty much what it was.
The lesson. Yeah. So we've touched on the Bay of Pigs before on the Fidel Castro episode. We've talked about it on the JFK episodes, et cetera. So, but we've never really done like a deep dive on the
situation. We touched on in the Miranda murders. We touched on just a little bit.
Yeah, just a bit. Yeah. So again, for those of you who don't know what the Bay of Pigs is in general, the short summary is the CIA drummed up a secret army and
of Cubans
and equipped them with military gear and training. And then sent them to Cuba to overthrow the government.
They were like Florida nightclub gold chain wearing Cubans. Yeah, it was different. Yeah. They weren't ready.
And I mean, just to
Brad can't help himself. Go ahead.
I can't do it. I was trying to do a Cuban impression.
I thought you were going to Kevin Hart Cuban in it real quick.
So just to summarize, it was that other time that the CIA actively raised an army to overthrow a foreign government.
To try to insert their own.
Right. That's all.
Control. Yeah, their own puppet dictator.
Fuck.
Has that ever gone well for them?
Yes, it has. Yeah, actually, because while I was reading this, I kept reading that the people who were the architects of the Bay of Pigs plan were the same people in the CIA that successfully overthrew the Guatemalan government. And I was like, what the fuck are you talking
and
about?
And honestly,
like, are you serious?
Okay,
we did what now? Like all the way down to like one technique that they wanted to do, but the president shot it down, is they wanted to fly sonic jets over Havana constantly doing sonic booms and breaking all the windows because that was one of the things that worked in Guatemala. To again, I said, what the fuck are you talking about? We did what in Guatemala? But yeah, so apparently they tried to use the same playbook. It just didn't stick in Cuba.
Well, the problem was that they could have done a better plan as far as like they thought, and I don't know what they were thinking, but they thought that when they sent these 1,400 guys in to go start fighting 200,000 other Cuban military guys they were going to turn and say, Oh, these are other Cuban, like we're going to turn and we're going to start fighting our own country. Like
right.
That doesn't even begin to make sense at all.
But again, it was like
well, all they had to do was get Castro really though. You know what I mean? That was the plan. They were going to gather troops along the way, but there was like, I guess, British intel.
I think they said, walk in there and be like, hey guys, come on over here.
Maybe, but like, not in that situation, I guess, because British intel said that the Cubans were basically kind of behind Castro. And then it was most likely not going to happen. Were. And there was fucking like, it was in the newspaper and shit and on like radio broadcasts and like everybody knew it was going to happen within a 1 week period. Yeah. And he fucking moved all his planes and got ready and he has fucking tanks and bazookas and shit.
It was, it was not the CIA.
He literally, he gets up and puts on an army outfit and smokes a cigar. Like the guy wears an army outfit for pajamas. Like you're not fucking with that guy. He's fucking ready to fight.
I almost think just like looking at all the stuff that the CIA botched the plan on purpose almost just to make JFK look bad.
Because it's just botched from top to fucking bottom. Oh, yeah. Like there's no part of it that doesn't fucking
it just goes
fucked.
Wrong. But like on paper, really, it seemed like.
No.
Some of it. No. Except for the gathering of the troops.
None of it sounded good.
The problem is like they were supposed to bomb all the fucking planes. If there weren't all those planes, had that first bombing run gone good and they blew up all their fucking aircraft, they wouldn't have been getting all fucking shot up while they're trying to jump off on the beach.
Yeah. So when that one fails, when that one fails, you either do it again or fucking don't go forward with the plan. Right. Like, doesn't look good.
No, that's
at
a
all.
Good point. When your entire military plan relies upon air bombardments destroying the enemy's air force and it doesn't work and then you just do the same plan anyway, there's something fucking wrong.
But they thought it did work because CIA said that a bunch of shit was destroyed and then they sent a fucking like U-2 fucking spy plane over and they're like, oh fuck, we didn't get that much shit. We got like some civilian aircraft and one fucking bomber. Like, so that's what happened. They were just keep feeding like, no, you can do it, which might lead into Brad's thing of maybe.
Right.
Yeah, it was to make him look like an ass.
It sort of makes me wonder what else they were doing at the same time that this was just to keep everybody's all attention. Of this.
Right.
Just go look over at Cuba.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, and I understand the whole thing of why they want Cuba. You know, you don't want a dictator in Cuba because it's only 90 miles off the coast of the United States. Like, that's a huge thing when you're partnering up with Russia. When Russia's backing you, you're buying 90% of your goods. You know, like,
and Dave,
that's
huge. We're actually just jumping all ahead of it.
That's fine. That's fine. We're going to end this episode here in about 10 minutes.
We got to get Patty some chapstick. Yeah. She looks like she's in pain.
Yeah, that's right. Her lips are cracking. She's bleeding all over the microphone.
Neosporin or something. Yeah. Not even chapstick will fix that shit.
I mean, you can use the blood for lube at this point. Oof. It's bad.
Oof.
Too far. Ponfar. Go, Dave.
Thank you. Yeah. So, again, if you want like the full backdrop, listen to the Cuba episode or the Fidel Castro episode. But in short, Castro takes over in Cuba and nationalizes everything. So all the sugar plantations, which is the primary way that everybody makes money on the island.
Happened was they were trying to get the Soviets to process. They were trying to get the oil refineries that were U.S. owned to process Soviet crude oil. And U.S. interests said, fuck that. Like, we're in the Cold War. You're not processing that oil. Right. So he nationalized that. And then it was like, OK, we're not going to buy your sugar. And he's like, OK, fuck you. I'm taking everything and just fucking nationalized all the businesses and took fucking everything from them. So they're like, God damn it.
And then he leans on the Soviet Union and they start buying 80% of his sugar crop. They start like all the stuff like to keep the island solvent because it's the Cold War. That's a bomber move for the Soviets. Like, we'll fucking pay for them. It's like fucking right off your shore.
Right.
Like, and they're going to be our best friends. Right. Yep. So it's all, it's pretty, pretty shady. And again, it's so fucking close to America that everybody's sweating bullets about the fact that this is now a communist country and the Soviets are involved and all that stuff. So, and then again, JFK takes office and this plan has already been worked on and it's already moving forward and he kind of inherits the plan.
Right.
Castro gets to power, does all that stuff. And again, like Patty said, don't fuck with America's money. Like, you could have done all kinds of shit in Cuba and we wouldn't have cared. But as soon as you started fucking with American companies, with oil interests, with Coca-Cola, with anybody, that's when all of a sudden the government takes notice and says, wait, what the fuck? Because of lobbyists, et cetera. I'm wondering if...
Well, it's because we're a business. We've been a business.
Right.
Like, that's really what it is.
Was Bush, I wonder if Bush was calling the shots at this point.
I think he was.
Yeah. I think he was. He was the director. Yeah.
I don't know if he was the director of the CIA, though, because there was another.
I think we talked about this.
Alan Dulles was the director of the CIA.
We did talk about this.
He might have been an NSA or something. I forget what.
Yeah, he might not have made it in yet. Yeah. I think Bush was in the 80s. He was.
I know Bush was
CIA.
In the 70s, because I know during Vietnam he was the shot caller. But anyway, so the USSR backs them. They start doing all that. They start doing better and better diplomatic relations with Cuba, which just makes it even worse for us. So it's kind of like we're, you know, blocking Cuba for the financial interest. But then once the Soviets start to back Cuba, the government has to really take it seriously and back it for idealistic reasons, not just financial reasons, because now the Soviets are involved and it's right off our shore.
There's a New York Times article called Bush's Bay of Pigs. I don't know. I can't read the whole article on the show, but that seems like he's involved in some way.
Yeah. So I know that Alan Dulles was the actual CIA director, and he ends up getting a guy named Richard Bissell, who's the deputy director of the CIA. And they create a group called the Special Group 5412, which is a good name. Rolls off the tongue.
Bush was only the director of the CIA for 1 year.
Was he from NSA?
He was from January 30th, 1976 to January
20th, 1977. Hmm. So he was in there longer than that. They're all fucking evil and somehow
he had his hand in the shit.
Unless he came back or something. Like,
get
I don't know.
Get your hand out of my pocket.
Yeah. 76, 77.
So yeah, the CIA gets the team back together that successfully did the Guatemala coup 6 years earlier. Which I need to take some time to look into because I'm really fucking curious about it now.
I picture the Expendables. I'm pretty sure it's something like that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. And they even, they come up with this plan that even involves getting this person who's escaped from Cuba and was, you know, harassed by Castro and so forth. And they even plan on inserting him as the new leader. Like, they plan on getting a group of dissidents, training them, equipping them, sending them in to overturn.
They literally had a boat with 15 replacement government officials. They had like a mini government that was ready.
Yeah, they did.
One of the boats was those guys.
Yeah, the last boat of the the convoy was them. And one thing that I read about, which I couldn't find anymore, but there was one article that I read that said that one of the CIA guys, a guy named Hunt, went to Havana early on, and he started talking to Cubans from different backgrounds to get ideas of who they should be recruiting and who they should look at. And then like one throwaway line was that he made these conversations in Havana at a brothel that he was told about through the Mercedes-Benz company.
It said nothing else than that. It said they found a brothel. And I was like, what is it? Yeah, it's a secret Pizzagate brothel. Like, that's all it's like.
It's the secret Mercedes-Benz brothel that the CIA
used.
It
used to be the place that the Americans went to party.
It's true.
That was like the vacation spot.
It's true.
Yeah, for rich people, yeah.
And at the time, I suspect maybe the Germans still did go there to party. So maybe it was the Mercedes-Benz brothel. And that's where you fucking... Yeah, I tried to find more.
It was like a drive-in, but it was just cars in a parking lot. And they just fucked in them all night long.
I really wanted to find out more, but... Yeah, the Mercedes-Benz.
This Mercedes-Benz plastic seat is really nice.
Why is it plastic? I don't know what accent that was.
I don't either.
It's kind of German.
It was German.
Nah. That was not kind of German. That was kind of
the
German.
Schlatzenberg.
See, that was kind of German as well.
My own, you guys just say is Swedish.
That's Swedish. Yeah. That's so Swedish, it's meatball.
Yeah. You sound like IKEA, Brent. That's what.
Are you going to sell me some furniture right now?
Yeah, I might. I'll help you put it together.
A very plain headboard and
that's mid-century nightstand. Modern.
Is it?
Yeah, for the record. Brad and I went to IKEA on our gay couple.
I thought we were gay. Yeah, we did get.
I was pretty excited about the lamp, to be honest. I was just like, did you guys get one of these too? Did you see them? They have them over there. The one time.
Is it these Death Star lamps?
Yeah. And then Brad was like, those guys totally think we're gay for sure. Like,
I
was
we were walking. People were laughing at us because we were like, oh, look at, oh, yeah, we could put it in that room, this and that. And like, people thought we were gay. Yeah.
Was it the one in Burbank? Sure.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't think they were laughing.
We played it up a little bit. Yeah. No, they did. No, it was, they were from here probably.
Dad was wearing a mink and slippers, but he might have embellished.
He looked like Macho Man.
Yeah. I had huge glasses on.
Yeah. Huge glasses. They had mini blinds. Oh, those are the mini blind glasses. Those are totally the ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. Macho Man wore mini blind glasses.
That's a level up above you.
Yeah.
He's just permanently ready.
You could be rock hard all day with those glasses.
Yeah.
Now, if you could just find dead bodies in the grass, it's readily available. You have to make those.
Oh, you can make them. I found people. I found.
I was afraid that was going to be awkward. I'm glad you came in with the fact that you can make them.
Yeah, it's actually pretty easy.
So yeah, so they start doing the plan. Once they realize that they're going to start, once they've got a lead on who they can use to recruit more people, and they're getting the plans together to start assembling their army. They end up basically talking to the State Department, and the State Department, and because they were planning on doing all of the training in Florida, and the State Department says, you can't do that in Florida.
You can't train a foreign militia.
You can't train a foreign militia to overturn, you know, a sovereign nation in Florida.
So wait, this is Florida, right?
Right.
That's before they were that crazy.
We'll still sign off on you spending $13 million if you do it in Mexico City.
Right.
it's such a gray zone. Like all these weird little loopholes of, you can't do that in America. We're cool with you doing it, but just not in Florida, for God's sake.
How do they spend $13 million on monkey bars and old tires? Because we know that's what the training camps look like. We've seen them.
Yeah, they didn't even have that.
But no, they had fucking tanks and fucking bombers and all kinds of shit.
I feel like they weren't trained.
Fuck, how could they have been?
Well, I feel like they were trained better than some of the local guys, though, because when they dropped them down, like they landed in the middle of some fucking dudes and they at least had some skills. I mean, even our guys' basic training is 8 weeks.
Yeah.
That's our soldiers, right? And unless they go into a special unit. I don't know anything about it. 8 weeks, 12 weeks if you're a Marine. So they make those dudes fucking eat fish and rice and run 5 miles every morning, go through the monkey bars and the tires, and they come out soldiers. Yeah, that's how it works. It's insta-soldier.
That's right.
Yeah.
So in March of 1960, the CIA puts their plan together. We're going to get a bunch of people, equip them, train them, not in Florida, and then send them into Cuba to overthrow the government. They float it through the National Security Council. They say, sure, we like it. They give it to President Eisenhower. He signs off on it, thinks it's a fucking great idea.
Yeah, idiot.
So they're moving forward with the plan. They pretty much had a four-step plan, and it was propaganda. They wanted to get a bunch of propaganda spreading throughout there so that there was support for their uprising and no support for Castro.
That didn't work.
Didn't work at all. They wanted to get a strong covert intelligence network in Cuba.
Didn't work.
No.
I just want to be Captain Obvious.
Exactly.
It sounded like Cuba managed to get a pretty good covert information system going on.
Yeah, because fucking Fidel Castro came to the White House and was like, oh, yeah. They're like, yeah, we don't like those dirty commies. They're like, yeah, me neither. He's like, can we set up an information base for you to give you all the communist information we know? And he's like, sure, let's do that.
Well, but here's the other thing. Yeah. Like,
you fucking serious?
When we talk about Castro, like, there was a certain point in Castro's regime where he said, everybody who's against me, you can leave right now.
Right.
So tons of people went to Florida and got the fuck out of Cuba because they were going to. Yeah. Even when we did the Cuba episode, our guest, Rene Trujillo, his family left during that event. Like,
allegedly,
they got the fuck out of them.
Right. Well, the other thing is they had like the ally of the Soviets who have all kinds of crazy cool technology. Right. It doesn't matter if you got beach cruisers and fucking Bahamas bars over here. Like, they fucking have the Soviets feeding them shit, you know?
Well, but even without that, though, here's the thing. So all these people are in Florida, which is right around the fucking corner from Cuba, and you go to like little Cuba in fucking Miami and you're actively recruiting to get people to go back to Cuba and overthrow shit. How is Castro's intelligence apparatus not going to fucking know about this? Right. Like, everybody in the Cuban areas are being recruited and they're going to, I mean,
when they
know
started
this.
It,
give
I
me
mean,
a fucking break.
At least at the cover story, it was like a rich Cuban millionaire or something that was supposed to be funding the revolt. But it doesn't matter. He still knows that something's happening.
Right, he knows
regardless
it's happening.
Of who's behind it.
Yeah, it doesn't matter who's doing it. If he knows they're going to come and bomb your planes,
right?
Like, we move the planes.
Yeah. So then the other two parts of the plan are developing a paramilitary force outside of Cuba. I guess they did that. They did that. Mm-hmm. Not a very big or well-trained one, but they developed one. And then the fourth part of the plan was to get logistical support for the operation on the island. So once it attacked, they would be supported on the island and have supplies and all that kind of stuff. That didn't happen either.
Doesn't make any sense. Like, I like Brent's argument that looked good on paper, but you look at the just the strength of it, 25,000 Cuban army, 200,000 Cuban militia, 9,000 armed police against our 1,500 ground forces, 8 B-26 bombers and 5 supply ships.
Right.
Like,
yeah, but those dudes,
does not look
those
fucking
troops,
good.
So, like, they land by those guys. Some of those dudes are farmers with guns and shit. They weren't trained.
Doesn't matter when you have 200,000 of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, but their thought was that they were going to fucking join up.
No, that's true.
They would create a revolt. There was going to be a domino effect. And then people would be like, oh shit, like they made it here.
The problem with that was there was no intelligence saying that that was going to happen.
Right. Well, what if they had succeeded in like bullet in Castro's head? And then you've got people here, you got these planes, you got tanks on the shores.
I would have been more on board with them just having a guy go in and assassinate Castro.
That's what I'm saying. You know what? That blows my fucking mind.
Why didn't that happen?
Same thing with Osama. Yeah, all that shit.
We killed our own president.
Yeah.
fucking CIA went in and killed JFK.
Like you could send a dude in there.
Yeah, we can't fucking go out and kill Castro. I don't think they wanted him dead.
No, they should have hired the mob.
I honestly don't think
they did try to hire the mob.
No, that's right.
Yeah.
United States can stop Hitler.
They made a contract with the mob to fucking kill him. And they said, if you kill him, we'll let you have all the gambling and prostitution stuff there.
Why would you do that?
They made a deal with the devil.
Like, we have fucking military. We have people trained to go in and kill people and assassinate people. Yet we're trying to make a deal with the mob.
Right.
Like just this shit.
Jason Bourne.
What's wrong with people in the '70s?
In one day.
Like, some of the things they tried, like the poison cigar.
Yeah. Exploding seashell. An exploding seashell.
Yeah. Yeah. And we talked about all this. Yeah. Like it's fucking ridiculous. Yeah. Like, more power to Castro.
Exactly.
Fucking Jesus Christ. Yeah, exactly. We're idiots.
Yeah.
What if we send a booby-trapped Monopoly game and the little horsey guy is his favorite? We put the poison on the horsey guy. Like, really? That's like ridiculous.
He touches it. Shit, and it was the top hat. Yeah.
He never gets the top hat.
All of a sudden.
This was a short. You said it was a short thing. He always does the horsey guy. Fuck.
We put the poison on the money, right? He always wants to be the banker.
That is not a Cuban accent.
No, I don't know what. Again, yeah. I don't know what accent.
Hey, puppy. Hey, puppy. Hey. What the? Hey, oh, no. You want a cigar? Eh?
Hey, puppy.
Hey, you come over here, sit on my lap. Huh? Come and talk on my lap. They talk really fast like this.
Talk on my lap.
Okay, come and talk on my lap.
Let's hear your accent, Patty. Do it.
Oh, God, I can't do it.
Sounds good. I like it.
Hey, puppy, talk on my lap.
All you have to say is come and talk on my
lap. Come and talk on my lap. Does that mean they're like talking directly at your lap?
No, why would that? They come and sit on your lap and talk. Come and talk on my lap.
Closer. Say the piece harder. Pa, 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 pa. Poppy, poppy, poppy. Don't stop it. Don't stop it. Poppy.
It's louder. Poppy, poppy. Oh, poppy, poppy.
Okay. No talking real loud.
No stoppy the poppy. Indeed, sir. Indeed. Again, one of the articles that I read said that the main thing that they used to sell Kennedy on this plan once he became president, they said, look, this is already happening. We just need you to sign off on it again, is they said, look, it worked like a gem in Guatemala. Right. Yeah. Like, what the fuck are you talking
before.
About? Yeah. So he signs off and the Bay of Pigs plan is still moving. And the other thing is they're basically telling him like the Cold War is heating up. The Cuban Missile Crisis hasn't happened yet, but a lot of shit is pointing towards really bad times. And they're basically saying, if we can pull this off, then it looks like America had nothing to do with it. It was another counter-revolution in a country that was already been fraught with revolutions. We overthrow the communists and we didn't have anything to do with it. So that was
it's gotta be crazy intimidating to go in as like Kennedy too, though. Like, yeah, you got elected president. You're an intelligent man. But you have these military advisors that are like, look, this is what we have to do. You have all these people telling you, like, this is how politics, global politics works, and we need to do this because this is going to happen. And maybe you were kind of oblivious to some of that shit walking
in.
Well,
he failed, though, because I think what they were trying to do is set up. I think they knew it was going to fail, but they wanted Kennedy to back it with American troops.
Right.
Like, they were trying to start something bigger, I think. I think they were – there was an underlying plan, and really it hasn't even came out yet. Even though documents were unclassified and all that stuff, but a lot of stuff was burned. So,
well, the other thing is though, even when they're sending in the fake fleet of ships that supposedly aren't American ships, there's like a fucking American fleet right behind it.
Yeah.
It's like, what? Like how are you acting like we have nothing to do with this when our fleet is like right behind the other fleet? It's fucking ridiculous.
Did you see the raft with speakers on it or whatever? Like that, a speaker boat?
No.
That a boat with like speaker equipment on it that was making boat invasion noises.
Mars attacks.
That's the only noise I could think of. America was fucking foghorn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the bow horn. Yeah.
Yeah. They had, but that must have been what it was.
Foghorn, bow horn.
But when you invade, do you fucking like blow the conch on your way in like a battle cry?
No, I would imagine that you're going to have sonar operators and so forth listening in the water. Oh, so yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
It's just crazy. Like, and I liked it. Like they were talking about the actual CIA guys who were involved with this plan were saying that one of the reasons that it failed was because Kennedy was a pussy. Like he didn't back up.
But we might all be dead right now. Had he went ahead and flown in the planes,
don't think so.
Who knows, dude? Soviets might have got fucking gangster.
The Soviets
now and the Australians. He's got a hit on him. That's the one you don't say.
Yeah.
Why? What's the difference?
We put evil in our fucking URL and got attacked by the fucking crazy Soviet website. Remember that?
Yeah.
Because we put evil in the URL. They were fucking flipping out on us.
When we talked about Putin.
There was like two people.
Yeah. I wonder if we're like responsible for like the voter fraud.
Probably.
Maybe some Russian hacker got so pissed at our Putin episode that he hacked the 2016 election.
What's stupid about that is there's voter fraud in every fucking election.
Oh, yeah.
Like there was shit with Obama. There was shit with Bush. It doesn't fucking matter. Like people, I don't know. Why are we talking about politics?
We're not.
Okay.
We're talking about the big pigs. So Brigade 2506 is the brigade that is founded. And again, they recruit Cuban exiles from Miami, and they start doing training out of various bases and so forth. And it started with 28 people. Who were told that you're being paid again, like Brent said, by a Cuban millionaire. But within no time, everybody was like, okay, yeah. And they started to call this quote unquote Cuban millionaire Uncle Sam.
At which point
that's probably because
like,
we called him that.
It.
Yeah.
Just tell him the Cuban millionaire. What's his name? Uncle Sam.
Right.
It's Uncle Sam.
Right.
Fucking CIA.
So they end up, setting up, like I said, they set up a whole next government to come in. They've got everything in place, and the Brigade 2506 is ready to go. And they start to, like, when I was looking at the training, I didn't realize how extensive the prep and the training supposedly was, because they had paratrooper training. So they had
frogman. What's a frogman?
Like a Navy
swimming
seal.
Guy.
Yeah. So they had paratrooper training. They had boat and amphibious landing training.
They had to go slow. That's what slowed them down. There was four frogmen, and they didn't realize you could jump off when you got closer, but they swam the whole way.
That's right.
And then the boats were just, come on.
They had tanks, so they had tank training. They had underwater demolition and infiltration training. So, I mean, it was like on paper, again, at this point, you're like, fuck, you really have a lot of people. But at the same time, you can't really train people to successfully attack in tanks in a couple weeks.
Right.
Like, I mean, they are trying to get people ready for specialized combat in a very short amount of time. And it's just like a bunch of fucking Miami nightclub owners and shit.
Literally.
It's just like, this is just not going to go.
They could have
well.
Just went in there brown faced, like just put on the makeup and just pretended it was all of our soldiers.
The boats.
They're self tanning. Yeah. They put spray tan on and they go in there talking like Brad and talk on my lap. They can only say like three things.
Talk on my lap. Yeah.
They get captured and it's like, dude, talk on my lap.
No, they went in there, the boats, like it went from the noise to like Cuban music, and they go in there just doing like salsa dancing. Like that was their training.
Probably would have been more successful.
Probably.
Yeah,
they wouldn't have shot at him.
Probably would have been. So they get the Navy ready, and they have a bunch. So they end up getting a bunch of ships. They end up getting a bunch of airplanes, like bombers, like everything. And they like scrub them and repaint them to fucking make them look like they're part of the actual Cuban military.
They just went apart and shot bullets through it and then put it back on. Did you see that?
No.
Like took the flashing off the side of it, shot bullets through it, put it back on
to make it look like it was
used. Make it look like it got shot, and so that it looked like the Cubans were defecting and that it was them. So they landed at a nearby airport.
Two of them. Yeah. So they sent five planes.
So it looks like the planes got shot. They're pretty creative about some of that shit, though.
Yeah. I mean, well, look what they do with 9/11 and everything else. I mean, they're very good at it. No, but I was going to say that, what kind of country are we to blow our own cover like literally the Cuban planes came in, they landed in one of our airports, mm-hmm. and then the media is like, oh, those look like American planes. Let's put it out and fucking publicize
right.
it.
Right.
Like, well, this they bought is it bullshit.
For a little while. That yeah. actually worked for a little while.
But I don't understand, like, nobody has a sense of like, hey, maybe we need some military like privacy. Because
you know what
here,
happens like, is like the administration before it got away with it. It's like decades and generations of getting away with this shit because media got better and communication got better and, you know, people got smarter and technology just like now. You can't get away with shit. Everyone has a camera in their pocket.
Right.
And yeah. they're still trying to do old ass shit like they're doing back then and it doesn't
right.
work.
Yeah.
Because
right.
everyone keeps calling their shit. And back then it was just like, ah, this is on the line. We did it. We did it here, but they can't do it now because people like the media spreads it too quick. And yeah.
And that is part of the problem. Because I mean, aside from the fact that Castro's listening in fucking Miami and already knows that an army is being recruited.
And you can have those U.S. aircraft carriers out there because unless it's a right Russian there. Plane yeah. Yeah. flies over to see it, to tell someone, to radio someone, it's really difficult to see that.
I think
shit,
we have
you know?
A hit movie right on the tip of our fingers here.
What do you mean?
We reenact the Bay of Pigs, but it's like a comedy.
No.
Like it's just like everything is just fucked from the beginning. Like you have the nightclub owners, like they go in for war. Like you know, like
it could be like super
it's just so great.
Yeah, super Guy Ritchie drunk yeah, ass coke yeah, doing night yeah. getting in boats with fucking gold chains on the outside yeah. of the fucking army outfits and shit.
But
yeah,
with the media thing, like you were saying, like US newspapers and news outlets were saying, hey, we're getting ready to invade Cuba.
Yeah.
Like
the Soviets literally put out a radio thing that said, yeah. oh, Cuba's getting attacked this week.
Yeah.
And it happened 4 days yeah. later.
Radio Moscow said, yep, Americans are going to attack Cuba within the week.
Yeah.
It's like, so it's not, I mean, it was like the worst kept fucking secret ever. But they were still getting ready to launch it, you know?
Because they feel invincible. They were just overconfidence. It's like old ass fucking generals that have been getting away with shit for years. And they just thought, they know our cover's blown and they do it anyway. That's half the problem. That's
well,
why
the whole point was to keep the US's name out of it. Like you would think you'd say, oh, hey, let's go ahead and reel this back in here, guys.
Yeah, this is
not
new
this right now.
Yeah, that was because the one
they know
thing that Kennedy.
That's
Kennedy
what they wanted.
Said, right?
That was
like,
the whole
it
thing.
It can't be tied back to the
right.
U.S.
Exactly. But everybody knows they're doing it. Like, it's just like, I don't understand what stooges at the CIA, like Brad said, were they just trying to get caught? Were they just trying to get fucking busted? It doesn't make any
Something
sense.
Something was going on. Yeah, they can't be. I really feel like they couldn't be that stupid.
It seems so much more effective. You could just send one operative in there to get close enough to shoot him.
But they couldn't.
I know, but that's what I'm saying.
Because they tried.
Exploding seashells.
You could snipe somebody from 5 miles away. Like, they should have been able to do it.
I feel like you can get close enough to people to do that shit. You
there's
know what I mean?
So many things we've done before this era
right.
that has proven that, like, no, we do some crazy shit.
Right.
And yet we couldn't kill the fucking Cuban dictator. Come
yeah.
on.
I don't know. The
fucking,
whole, yeah.
The dictator tot.
Yeah. I just think whatever fucking... Whatever CIA guy was in charge of the Cuba scenario just sucked.
It's horrible.
It's like, give the worst CIA guy Cuba. It's like, what? How are you going to? It's like all he was doing was watching Get Smart and James Bond movies. Like,
yeah.
How should we kill him? Exploding seashells. It's like, yeah. No. How about a sniper?
No.
Poisonous cigars.
You know what?
It's like,
it's
what
crazy
the fuck
though?
Is wrong with
that scenario?
This guy's a carrot top, but a CIA operative. Like, let me look at my bag. Let me
carrot
look at my
top and Gallagher planned the assassination.
Oh, God. That'd be fucking great.
I think if we had a time.
Exploding watermelon.
Machine though, and you could go back in time to that fucking lab where the main fucking scientist guy sitting there that literally existed. There was a
yeah.
dude at a desk with a seashell
yeah.
and like some dynamite duct tape yeah. to it, and he was just like,
"I think this is gonna work."
Yeah, they're what are you working on, Freud? And he's just like, "Once I have some dynamite seashell for you," and he's like,
look,
"What the fuck?
You can't even see the dynamite."
Yeah. Right. Yeah,
it's you know, it's over elaborated by the shell.
You know,
it's beautiful.
We have snipers.
Yeah. No, this much better.
Okay, yeah. You say
poison
so.
Snail.
Yeah,
very slow but effective.
Yeah,
you know,
if you want him to die slow, the yeah. snail slither up his leg.
So slow.
Yeah, so slow up his
what
leg.
What voice is that?
Yeah. He leaves the snail trail up the leg, and eventually reaches his gooch.
Sniper, he looks for snail crawling up yeah. leg, not poison.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
And the Cubans have salt. I mean, they have sugar. They don't have salt.
Oh, man.
It's the impenetrable snail.
Patty, when there's a laugh party, if you jump in next time, I'm just going to turn off the lights and turn the laptop off. We're leaving. If you fucking jump in the next laughter party on this, mm-hmm. I'm making you a promise. You jump in here and make a joke next time.
Okay.
Do it. This is the bay. This is the bay of Patty right now.
Yeah, and it's wet.
Oh, God.
So
I need a towel, guys.
Cut to April of 1961. April 15th, they finally start the big invasion, mm-hmm. and they send a fake diversionary landing in a different point. Hoping, and that's where they have the speaker ship.
Yeah, right? And that actually diverted them. They like took off over there. Like, right. What's this mambo noise over here?
Yeah, they were just playing Mambo Number 5 on repeat.
Mama loves Mambo.
So they send a fake landing in, and it does distract some of the people, and they're thinking that now it's going to work. And again, there's a ton of Navy destroyers stationed off Guantanamo Bay, just hanging out, watching for shit to go down, but nothing to see here. Like, we're just floating here in the water, all us destroyers.
They're running a drill.
Yeah, that's
for
right.
something else unrelated.
That's right.
They're running a drill if Cuba was invaded.
Yeah, if Cuba was invaded, yeah. how would we deal with it? Yeah.
So the recon ships end up going out and they see tons of Cuban militia on the coastline. But they're still like ready to go forward.
Hey, there's
like,
200,000 guys over that hill.
We're cool.
This is like what movie is that? It's like a Civil War movie or something where like they have their troops and they're all ready to go and they're like, oh, we only have to fight those guys. And then it's like, fucking here they come.
Every movie ever.
Yeah. Is it? Am I talking about every movie ever? Yeah. I don't think I've seen that one.
So they end up, doing all this. And then again, part of it is they plan to do this air raid, which is also, going to be on April 15th. And the plan is to destroy Castro's air force with a successful bombing run, which would have made all the fucking difference in the world.
Except for he saw it on the news and he moved his planes.
Yeah. And we didn't see him move the planes. Right. Like what the fuck? You've got destroyers parked right off the shore and you didn't see the entire air force move. Like the CIA didn't know he moved his Air Force.
They had sonic planes.
Which, yeah. What Mr. President asked, which planes did Castro move? Oh, the Air Force.
Yeah, the whole thing. I don't think they had a ton, but they had enough to fuck up a bunch of boats on their
Well, beach. They had enough to really stop what the fuck we were doing.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it was only five boats. I mean, they're just dropping bombs on boats and shooting at them. You know what I mean? It doesn't take much to fuck them up.
Because that was so unsuccessful, too, though. They decided not to do any more air cover, right? And that was like a key part of
Because it became super apparent. It's like, that's the U.S. And then they're like, fuck, we need to do the next part of the plan. Like when they're going, they were supposed to do the air cover, but they just didn't do it. So he was like, well, like I fucking got away with what I got away with. We could still deny it at this point. But if I go send in this shit and they're going to know about aircraft carriers.
Well, that was the whole thing. I said they were basically calling him a pussy because he wouldn't commit anymore.
Who knows though? I wish that we could figure out like the scenario, like if you could run that in a simulation and be like, thank fucking God he didn't do it because we all got nuked. You know what I mean?
Right.
Or what if JFK would have lived and then maybe it didn't work out? And it's fucking
horrible. I don't think so. I mean, they could have done it in World War II.
Yeah, but you know I mean, I'm saying like, we just don't know the butterfly effect of whatever little consequence of an action is. You know what I mean?
It's happening somewhere.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, we just don't know. Like it could, if JFK had lived, like there's some show where they go back there and try to save JFK. But what if you did save JFK? Where would we be now? I don't know.
I really feel like he was a pussy. Like I really feel like he didn't really know what was going on.
Khrushchev thought that too. He thought he was a real pussy as well.
Yeah. So. She hesitantly let pussy escape her lips.
He said that Kennedy came out of a meeting with him and said it was like talking to his dad.
Yeah.
Because he just
like super conservative. And he was like very conservative and very, I felt like he was like pent up. Like he just wouldn't let out, like just wouldn't let anything out of his head.
Maybe he was just too nice of a guy to be president is why, you know what I mean?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. I felt like you watch videos of him and he's made some great speeches and you know, whatnot, but I feel like he was in over his head. Like he, you know what I mean? Like he just didn't feel like a strong leader. I think he was late 30s or something he was really pretty young, but he was one of the youngest presidents for sure, might be the youngest.
I think he was just He was too busy.
It's not like we did a JFK episode or anything.
Why would we not? Not like we did two of them.
Yeah.
Why would we know?
I don't know. It was a long time ago. You know how long we've been podcasting, Patty?
Yeah. So the air raid fucking sucks. And they painted all the planes to look like the Cuban Air Force.
Yeah, we talked about this.
But again, it's for that ruse, though, because then it's like, oh, I mean, they could have picked any national, you know, whatever to paint them at, but they still wanted it to look like it was a coup.
Well, they wanted it to look like the pilots were defecting.
Right.
That was the whole thing. The pilots defected from Cuba. Now they were here, and it was supposed to spark some, you know, thing against Cuba. That didn't work.
Right. JFK was 46.
Oh, 46. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
That's young.
That's still pretty young. Yeah. Yeah. They're easily fucking 80.
Usually made out of raisin.
Yeah.
So on that same day,
craisins.
The Cuban foreign minister goes to the United Nations and says the United States just bombed Cuba. And we say, no, we didn't.
No.
What are you talking about?
Yeah. There was a meeting and they were accusing the United States, and the United States was like, no.
Nuh-uh.
And they told them that it was defective pilots that flew from Cuba. And all that bullshit.
And they said that. And then I saw a quote. And then once America said that, Cuban Foreign Minister Raul Roa said, yeah. And then President Kennedy said, nuh-uh. And then Raul Roa said, yeah. And then President Kennedy said, nuh-uh.
Yeah. And then he was like, come over to take my lap.
On the same wavelength, man.
So,
what were you going to say that?
Yeah. I was like, as soon as Dave stops talking, my timing's just like
you're just
one
hair,
second off, dude.
Yeah. Hair slow today, Brent.
And this, I mean, we just got the Freedom of Information Act on that dialogue. This is the first time that dialogue has ever been revealed.
Yeah, and that was an exact quote. You could quote that.
It was.
You could put that on a coffee mug
or
a shirt.
Important, yeah. So then on April 17th, the 16th, late night 16th, early morning 17th, is when they start the actual invasion itself. And it's just a list of clusterfucks. Like the whole invasion is just so bad. So they send these transport ships, with the 1400 Cuban exiles of Brigade 2506, tanks, landing craft, everything,
floating DJ equipment.
Yep. The whole deal. unloading the troops is delayed because the engines all suck.
Right.
And
because they bought shitty old Cuban, like fucking freight liner things or something.
Right. To again, make it look authentico.
Yeah. They're supposed to be full of sugar and not soldiers.
Right.
They could have just got yachts or something and rowed them across. Like it's 90 miles. Like get some yachts.
Yeah.
And float them across. That would have looked like a millionaire.
Exactly.
Like some sort of rich millionaire guy. Like
Elmer
got all these yachts. Yeah. Uncle Sam.
Well, they got on the beach and there was floodlights lighting the whole fucking beach. What was up with that?
Floodlight because they fucking knew they were coming.
They're like, hello, guys.
Yeah.
So the boats get all fucked up. Like the advanced boats with the frogmen and the people who have more training get fucked up because the intelligence said there were big banks of seaweed and they're fucking coral reefs. You don't know there's coral reefs? Like, are you kidding me? Like, we don't.
There was no reconnaissance done in this mission.
You
like, at all.
You didn't talk to a guy who swam there 10 years ago
Wait a minute. Didn't talk to the fucking 1400 Cubans that you had on your side that were attacking?
Yeah, none of them were like,
Christ.
Oh, if we go through there, we're going to go through that coral reef.
You know what happens to every boat that comes through there?
They start pulling up and they're like, wait a minute, we're not going that way, right?
That's the coral reef.
Yeah. What do you mean, coral reef? That's seaweed. No.
So, but yeah, the militia's already there with fucking floodlights.
So they change the location like last fucking minute because they can't land there.
Yep. They end up they get fucked over by the Air Force.
Well, and they land in like something out of a Rambo movie, like or a fucking Chuck Norris film, like a fucking Jeep Wrangler full of Cubans rolls by right when they're trying to land and spots them.
Yeah.
Like it's like, there's the four bad guys.
Hey, Federico. Yeah. He's like, oh, yeah.
He's like, what's
down there? Sorry, I have to shoot you now.
But just long enough for them to fucking call and warn Castro, too. So then it's like, he already knew, but he didn't know which night. So he was asleep in bed.
Yeah. Like you do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's at night you sleep.
Yeah. And then one of their big ships ends up fucking getting sunk, and it's the one that has all of their medical supplies. So then once the actual ground war is starting, everybody's getting fucking shot up in Cuba with no fucking medical supplies at all, which isn't
because Cuba doesn't have any.
Well, they're not giving them to them.
Well, they don't have any anyway.
That's true. So all the tanks land, and they do some give and take. The tanks kind of kick some ass against the Cubans for a minute. The Cubans kind of come back, but it was a much bigger battle and war than I thought it was.
Like, well, they launched the air raid, like, days. It's like fucking Saving Private Ryan status. It's fucking D-Day. They're just like fucking shooting them and bombing them while they're trying to get off of the fucking boat.
Yeah, right? And it was 72 hours. And then some of the guys hid for like 10 days with no food or water. They were drinking their own urine. So they must have listened to episode one of our podcast. And if you thought it wasn't viable, ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to tell you,
yeah,
those guys are still alive.
Just ask the Cubans.
So
eventually more and more ground troops are being mobilized and notified, and they're just getting fucking swarmed because there's 1,400 of them versus Cuba.
They drop paratroopers and heavy equipment, and it lands in the fucking swamp and just sinks. Yeah. It's like, that's literally, it's the reconnaissance. It's just bad intel.
Exactly.
They're like, hey, there's a big open area right there. Let's drop them in.
Yeah.
It's quicksand.
Swamp. Yeah.
Who the fuck knew? Wow. That was unlucky. God, like, they're just it. Like, God, that was unlucky. Wow, quicksand. Really? Quicksand. I thought that was only in cartoons. Yeah. No, Cuba's got quicksand.
There's a bunch of it.
Yeah, it was a big open area. It looked clean. That shit's gone.
Yeah. So they land in the quicksand. The boats get hit on the fucking coral reef. The fucking air raid doesn't work. Like,
what you didn't know is Fidel Castro planted all that stuff. So it's like he built the coral reef.
Yeah, exactly.
Brung the quicksand in. Like, fucking, like, just fucking completely just outdid the CIA.
It was a reality show in Cuba, actually. They were filming the whole thing go down. Mm-hmm. Like an obstacle.
And I have to say, I had like a junior high schooler laugh because several of the articles I read kept referring to the airplanes that were being flown by the Cuban Air Force. And the Cuban Air Force's initials are the FAR, and they flew T-33s, and everything just said they got attacked by fart 33s. Like, every article I read just kept talking about the fart 33s.
That's so weird. Literally, you're talking about that, and I look, I've never seen it before, even in the notes, and it says fucking fart 33 right there, right where I looked now.
I couldn't get rid of the fart 33s. So don't fuck with fart 33s.
You didn't look at the FALB 26s? That wasn't funny to you?
No, not at all.
FALBs?
So then at Invasion Plus One, looking at the 18th of April, and they had Red Beach and Blue Beach, different names, et cetera, but they just start getting their ass kicked from the Cuban army. And the airdrops that are supposed to give more ammunition are off as well. Like, they don't fucking land. So they don't have medical supplies. They don't have heavy equipment. They don't have more ammunition. Like, Jesus Christ.
They pretty much just have their dance moves.
Right.
Yeah. Like, yeah, literally. Exactly.
And I mean, I think this speaks.
They're throwing their gold chains at them. Like,
I think it speaks to the difference between intelligence people and military people. And I think it also
CIA speaks, though. It's like Central Intelligence Agency.
But intelligence versus military. To say the intelligence agency is gonna make a military plan
is bad
versus actual military.
Right. Yeah, because
the CIA
is
gonna be like, why don't we just land them here? And like a seasoned combat person would be like, oh no. Jesus Christ, you are not landing them there.
And that's quicksand. I feel like if they would have mobilized our military,
it would have been a completely
different thing. They would have overthrown Castro.
And then the CIA is looking at this handful of the brigade, which is like 1,400 people that are like 8 weeks strong in the army. It's like, you don't have seasoned combat people. Like, no.
They didn't know what was going on.
They had no idea what was going on.
And they're killing their fellow countrymen.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? Like,
sure. No, that's a good point.
The CIA,
I hadn't really thought about that.
You know, the CIA thought they were going to go there and flip them around, but really, how do they know that those guys weren't going to flip around?
Right.
It's the Braveheart. They all just high five.
Yeah.
And hug each other and go back.
Like, fuck you guys. Fucking suck a cigar.
So the whole thing is a clusterfuck. They end up getting their asses kicked. 114 are killed. 1,100 are taken prisoner. On April 19th, the day after, seven Cubans and two CIA members are executed after a 2-day trial. So even CIA people...
Wait a minute.
People,
aren't they all CIA? They were all recruited
in. Well, no,
the
these
CIA.
Are actually American
CIA
American
agents.
High, like, yeah, and they get executed in it. And the whole time, Kennedy is just like, nope, wasn't us. Like, yeah. fucking
never
I
seen
know.
That guy.
Crazy.
That's the rule, though, with that kind of
oh, you
shit.
Have 1,100 yeah. hostages? Oh, huh. We're going to give you $53 million in goods and stuff. Like,
right.
But we didn't do anything, though.
Yeah,
we exactly. just would like them back.
Don't you
please.
Mean you have 1,100 of your own people, Cuban?
Yeah. But we'll pay you for them.
Right.
I mean,
oh, did
we're
they
used
pay
to
them
that.
For them?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they did.
Oh,
$53 million
yeah. Jesus
in medicine and money and whatnot.
Yeah, it's in exchange for the prisoners. So yeah. they basically, Cuba develops a way stronger bond with the Soviet Union, which is what you don't fucking want.
Right.
We lose face, equipment, men, fucking money. And then, yeah, and then have to give $53 million in, it was in medicine and food goods or something like
yeah.
that. Yeah. In trade for the 1,100 prisoners or whatever it was.
And then it leads to Kennedy signing off on something called Operation Mongoose, which ends up being an espionage and sabotage campaign. And I think that is really when the attempt to assassinate yeah. Castro really goes into play. But again, it fucking has no effect whatsoever. It's they still had the same guy plan it.
He got farm equipment too. It says he got 500 large farm tractors valued at $28 million, which was part of that. So really he was like, oh, you want my people back? Okay. Let me get a bunch of tractors so I can provide for my people.
And yeah. now we're trying to get rid of them all again.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Give us tractors so we can get more sugar to sell to the Soviets. Like, yeah, the whole. So, yeah, the it's a trip that the whole thing just fucking blows my mind. How deep it went into our government. How botched it was. The fact that the entire fucking world knew it was happening. It was on television.
Dude, like, well, I don't have a lot of faith in our like fucking military operations. Like Vietnam's a mess like that. Big yeah. Pigs is a mess. Like yep. fucking we go over to Kuwait, Iraq. It all takes forever. And you're like, God, you have all these fucking crazy high-tech weapons. You're supposed to be able to hit like a silver dollar from 1,000 miles away with this fucking missile. You know what I mean? And we're bombing like fucking schools and shit on accident, like right. drone strikes are like 80% inaccurate or something.
Well, those are all the explosives.
I don't know, and
those
I don't know that that's
seashells.
Even. I don't even know that that's true though. Like, there's so much false information out there. Like, you don't know either way.
But if they're gonna put out false information, who's putting it out? Like, our government would make us look like badasses. Instead, we know how long Vietnam took. We know how many people died.
Yeah,
that's not false. Like, we know this shit got cluster fucked. You know? What
no,
I, mean?
I know that, yeah. but I'm just saying, like, there's propaganda going
I know,
against
but,
war.
But you know, like, hey, we're gonna go get fucking this guy. Like, clearly on a lot of this, this is a fuck. But like, when you're in like Kuwait and Iraq, you're dragging that shit out and then making contracts.
Right,
like
yeah.
you're blowing everything up so they can hire fucking all these places to rebuild it. You know what I mean?
I just don't think in any of the examples you mentioned, we were actually that interested in victory.
Right.
That's
is what
true.
It comes down to. I think during the Cold War, I think anything that was too decisive, because us fighting in Vietnam was us fighting the Soviet Union, even though no one would admit it.
Mm-hmm.
And if anything too decisive happened, it would have heated up the Cold War too much. So it had to be this constant fucking barely ahead stalemate.
Yeah.
When you look at fucking Kuwait and Afghanistan and all that stuff, I can only think that this whole thing was fucking dragged out as a way to just keep sucking up oil money.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know
That's
that
true.
In any of these cases, we were actually that down for a decisive victory, or I think we probably would have had a more decisive victory.
It's more of a thing like, it was like something like that, like with the oil and everything, they're probably like, oh yeah, well, we'll just keep fucking with you guys. We can do it. We can do this all day long.
Right.
What are you guys going to do? And they were trying to get somebody to do something, but it right. wasn't about winning a war. There right. was no war there. The only reason they told you it was a war on terrorism or it was an axis of evil and all that shit was because America needed something.
You have to do the voice when you say that.
What?
Accent
I don't think
people.
I can't do it. I can't do
voices
anymore.
I just don't think that we should ever them. Set foot any fucking where. I
no.
feel like we have the technology that you could be like, can we not remote control a tank like you can remote control a drone?
Right.
Like, drop that shit on the beach.
Right.
Well, and they do now. I mean,
and fucking shoot shit. Like, don't go over there. Don't risk anyone's fucking life.
Right.
We have remote control crazy
well, now,
drones and
yeah.
shit. Yeah, but now, not that long ago, we had that shit.
Yeah.
We could have remote controlled that shit.
I don't know. It's hard to say. It's hard to say.
I'm just wondering how many Guatemalas there are now.
Yeah, like, exactly.
So we hear about all the ones exactly. that don't go that well. Yeah. But.
Right, right. How many did we successfully overturn? And you're like, oh, I didn't know that. Like, it's fucking crazy.
That's fucked. I just feel sorry for the kid.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah.
Is it sponsor time?
Yep.
I'm at a prize somewhere. Where's that fucking paper at? All right. Thank you to El Yucateco Hot Sauce as I shuffle through this paper to find the prize. All right, I'm going to give the prize out on the other episode. I can't find it. Thank you to El Yucateco Hot Sauce. They are our primary sponsor. You can get them at most major grocery stores. They're available at Walmart, Target, Amazon, eBay, Craigslist. But don't get it from that guy. That shit looked like it was already open, so don't do that. Thank you to Print Dirt Cheap. You can log on to printdirtcheap.com and use code SOFAKING to save some money. Thank you to De Leon Graphics for our silkscreen goods. You can get that stuff at sofakingpodcast.com/shop or just go to our website and click on shop. You can also shop from our Facebook page by just going to the shop tab, and it will just basically link you through the website. But if you don't know how to use them internets and you do know how to use them Facebooks, it'll get you there. It's one more path. Yeah. So taint me on Gucci, and thank you to Digital Creations. Check out my Neckberry. That's a new one. They merged. They bought them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Face Neck.
Already. Yeah.
Instaberry. Yeah. Yeah. They're trying to compete with Instagram and Facebook, and now they got Neckberry.
Conglomerate.
Mm-hmm. Conglomerate. Mm-hmm. Who did I leave out in all of that chaos? Where was I at? De Leon, Digital Creations, and thank you to Dan Camrio Jiu Jitsu. Check out that Easter egg if you can find it. And Easter egg is an appropriate term for that bulbous bulge. I don't know what's going on in there, but it kind of reminds me of an Easter egg right at the tip.
Did you talk about Brent Dirt Cheap?
I did. I did Brent Dirt Cheap.
Mm-hmm. Also, like thank Patty.
Yes, indeed.
I have no idea why you're here. But you're here.
Me neither.
I don't know how you got to be here.
I mean, I'm glad you're here.
Yeah. No, we're glad to have you. Shout out your information.
Oh, I have a podcast called Just the Worst Podcast, and we're on iTunes, Stitcher, all those podcast things.
Mm-hmm.
And we're on Facebook, Twitter. Yeah, I really know what I'm talking about. But yeah, come check us out.
It's all about horse dicks.
Yeah.
If you're into horse dicks, check it out.
It's all the worst things.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it. I have a couple shout outs, I guess. I already did the Sculpt Member of the Month. Shout outs again. Check out Hilgenfeld, on Instagram. I want to give a shout out to Brett Gonzalez and Brandon Enox, just a couple of patrons.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations. You guys just got married. And so it's going to be Breck Enox. That's a weird, it's kind of weird.
Yeah, that is weird.
But, you know, it is what it is. So
Julia Gulia. Yeah. That's worse. So, yeah.
So congratulations to Breck and Brandon. And hopefully you have many babies together that I can punch the fuck out of. And we're going to do a live show, I guess. $10 or more for patrons. You get to see us and look at our ugly faces. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, when Patty comes on camera, don't look close at her lips. Just look away.
Yeah, very cracked. So check us out on Instagram at SofaKing Podcast, at SofaKing Brad, at SofaKing Brynn, at SofaKing Dave, and check out the Captainess _ SK Quotes, and check us out on Facebook and Patreon. We have too many shout outs, like too many things.
No, we're good.
Like, okay.
They can turn that shit off. They don't want to hear this part.
That's true.
End song is called Do or Die. It's by Cal Scrubby. Don't be retarded.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Redman and Cal Scrubs in the building.
Take my motherfucking computer, little bitch.
Fuck you, Cal.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Do or die. It's just you and I. It's my human side. Who am I? You don't fuck with me, then who are you inside? Pull that line, probably blew your mind. Murder, suicide. They say cow the hottest, cow the coldest. I'm the two combined. Studio and WeHo rent's expensive, so I be broke. Life it go up, down, left, right. It's like a cheat code. That's why I'm taking shots or whatever, like it's B-roll. You should stay the fuck out my lane like I'm shooting free throws. I go get my team, all them bitches go Rick Pitino. I'm the one that's coming out of your speaker, guess I'm the Kino. I can spill the blood on the rug and go blame it on a Pino. Go to Reno, I blow cigarette smoke inside the casino, yeah. Roll the dice, hit 11 twice, I see stranger things. Poltergeist, close this overpriced, tuck away my chains. When I talk to God, I pray for people, I don't pray for things. With my gang swinging off the tree like orangutan. Do or die, it's just you and I. It's my human side. Who am I? You don't fuck with me, then who are you inside? Pull that line, probably blew your mind. Murder, suicide.
finger celibate, so who the fuck are you? Keep playing, you be Martin and Eddie, sent to the upper room. Hot and cold, lyrics are North Pole, I make it snow in June. Started fires in Cali, now it's arson in a vocal booth. I am a leader, sorta like LeBron when he crashed the boards. I got the bud, greener than a slime at the Choice Awards. He ain't ready, he ain't ready, that's what they hoping for. Punch lines that I be saying, leave me with a broken jaw, bang. Women break the law to try to apprehend them, bang. You ballin', nigga, I'ma cut your at least tender. Yo, cow scrub, I got the juice, no Tropicana. They wanna play rough, okay, I'm Tony Montana. When a black kid gets shot, it's Harley going viral. Can't understand this ghetto shit, then read the subtitles. I ain't a killer, but I murder the mic. Judge, I did it, no witness, so my verdict is life, yes.
Do or die, it's just you and I, this my human side. Who am I? You don't fuck with me, then who are you inside? Pull that line, probably blow your mind. Murder, suicide. They say cow the hottest, cow the coldest. I'm the two.